They also studied the way gay and straight people talk.
Hi, nice to meet you. I ride a skateboard.
Sounds straight to me.
And is straight.
Hey there, I ride a scooter.
Gay.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Check your thermal.
Check your thermal.
Your thermal underwear?
Yeah, no, they're good. I'm in a little bing bang in my pants earlier from craft services, but I'm good. Anybody got any wet wipes? I got a delicate anus. Biodegradable, please. I don't want to hurt this Boone County.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
To the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is the one hit wonder, Kristen Joey Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. I just read that Cheesecake Factory is the highest grossing restaurant chain in America. Yay, maybe the world. What have I been missing? What did I miss when I went?
See,
what was I missing? I don't know.
See, when you just stick to just fine,
yeah,
see what
just
places
fine.
You can
it's
go.
It's fine. Everything's fine. It's great. It's fine. It's not great. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
And that's what we're sticking to, so maybe we're on that track.
Yes. I really do think that we might be the Cheesecake Factory of comedy podcast. We're not offending anybody. The food is fine. The service is fine. You go in the restaurant, it looks fine. Everything's fine. It's just fine. Everything's fine. And I think that's our lot in life, Chrissy. And that's okay. Somebody's got to be middle. Someone's got to be mediocre. And I have always said this, and I don't think that there's an issue with this. And I don't say this lightly. This is a philosophy in life. If you stick in the middle of the pack, then, you know, life is grand. It's once you get up to the top or the bottom that things start getting a little shaky. I mean, look at this Peabody over here. What is his name? P. Diddy? He rose all the way to the top, and now look at him. He's a hot mess.
Yeah.
The guy can't keep his thing in his pants, and everyone's suing him, and the police are after him, and sex trafficking and all that. I don't want to go to that level.
No.
I don't want to be at Smartless level or Conan level. I told our agency yesterday we were trying to get a...
I don't think we're in danger of that.
No.
But it's good that we don't want it anyways.
No,
we don't want it anyways.
I don't want it. Yeah. Chrissy has always said, because like I have been recognized a few times for the commercial break. A few times. And I'm telling you that these people were probably mentally ill in some way. But, but anyway, so... So I was talking to Chrissy about this one time, maybe a year ago, and I was like, yeah, I've gotten recognized a few times, you know, the show's doing well, you know, up on the charts, you know, and I said, we were asking the question, when is famous? When do we hit famous?
Yeah.
And Chrissy said to me off air, I don't want to be famous.
No.
I'm not looking for anybody to bother me anywhere. No. Like, I don't want anybody to know me, quite frankly.
Exactly.
And I don't blame her. She might have to get a job eventually and... She's just hoping she can ride in the middle of the commercial break is in the middle, and Chrissy is in the middle of the middle.
She is insulated. That's right.
I say good for you. That's a good strategy because I'm the asshole who keeps saying shit that's going to get me in trouble. Cheesecake Factory, the number one grossing restaurant chain in
There's something for everyone.
There is something for it's a 272-page menu. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't been to a Cheesecake Factory,
and
I don't know where you live.
Good
but
cheesecake, I have to say.
They do.
I haven't been in years, but
no, I think the last time I went
been
was
as recently
before the pandemic.
As Kanye.
No, Kanye apparently is hitting up Cheesecake Factory every third fucking day. Every third day.
Well, when you find something you like.
It's insane. I was sharing with our agency. We were negotiating to get a special guest in on the commercial break. We were negotiating. And I said, if you must, if you have to, if push comes to shove, feel free to drop my name. And our agents all laughed. It's like a big chain message.
Right.
And they were all like, ha, 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 ha. And I said, and by my name, I mean Conan's name.
Yeah.
say Conan loves them. But that's not true. Conan doesn't love us. So
did you see him on the recent Larry David?
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
No, yeah. I didn't, but I heard it was brilliant.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny. There's like a whole system that you have to go to actually say hello to Conan. Like you have to be approved by another friend in order for Larry to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's a funny bit.
We've done some business with Conan, and I have talked to some people that work at the Conan show, and they could not be nicer. I mean, just the nicest group of human beings that I've spoken with, especially one young lady I just talked to, and they were just super pleasant as they can be. I feel like, clearly, we are no Conan O'Brien. He has a storied career and a storied history. SNL writer, Simpsons writer, had one of the best late night television shows that ever existed. Conan was the shit for a long time. And he's done, he's been out on stage. Like, I don't know if it's stand up necessarily, but he's done live shows. He's a musician. Now he's got one of the top podcasts in the world for a long time. He's had that top podcast. He gets all, everybody swings through there. And so we are nowhere close to Conan O'Brien level. I don't want anyone to think we ever compare ourselves to Smartless, Conan, Theo, any of those guys. They're doing their own thing and they're doing great at it. But I will say this. I do sense that my name does carry some weight in this industry. And it's usually...
It's good to feel good about yourself.
But I feel like it's a magnet, and I feel like, you know, the magnet has two sides. And right now we're on one side of the magnet where if you push another magnet toward, it just pushes it away. You know what I'm saying?
It repels
but we're working on swinging to the other one. Yes, it repels it. There is no good reason for a guest to come on the commercial break. None. Zero. None. Just ask Neil Brennan. He'll tell you. It's, you know, it's one of those things. That I feel grateful for the position that we're in, but it makes me a little bit like skeeved out almost a little bit. Like I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm putting one foot in front of the other.
Do you feel like you have imposter syndrome?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Very much so. I feel like I have imposter syndrome. It is a thing and I have it. I don't know that I'll ever get rid of it. But what I wanted to circle back with on Conan is I do sense a bit of kinship in spirits, not that I've ever talked to the guy, but kinship in spirits in the sense that I think he has imposter syndrome.
Close to him.
I do. I feel like we're really close in my head. In my head, when I'm listening to his show, we're best
feel
friends.
Like
yeah, I just
my
feel
friend.
Like if he knew I existed, that he might take a liking to me if he wasn't as famous and talented as he was, that Conan and I would be fast friends. Oh,
I think so.
Yeah, it's hard not to have imposter syndrome, I think, a little bit, when you just start a podcast and then all of a sudden 10 people are listening to you. You know, that's...
It's big numbers.
Listen, ask 10 people to stand in your bedroom. You know, like some people at first... Listen to this. Listen
at
to
your
this.
Bedroom?
Yeah. Allison one time was like, it was way in the beginning of the podcast. Allison Hare, great friend of ours. She's got a podcast also, Late Learner. Go check it out. So Allison Hare, great supporter of the show, great friend of the show. And she's part of the reason why I actually started the show.
Right.
Because she had started podcasting long before we did. And she decided to sell a course on how to start a podcast. Getting the title, doing the names, you know, how do you hook it up? How do you, which hosting platform do you use? Which microphones do you use and all that stuff? And a lot of that knowledge, technical knowledge, I already had. I was doing it poorly at many other places I had a job. But, you know, I think Astrid had been encouraging me to do this for a while. We had already gone through the commercial break, the actual real estate version of the show. Yeah. And so it was right before the pandemic, like December before the pandemic. And Allison puts out this Facebook post. And Astrid goes, you need to sign up for this right now. Just sign up for it because it'll give you the courage, the push that you need to actually
to do
this. So Allison said to me one time, a couple months into the show, and we've got like 350 downloads per episode, which for some people is, if for us at the time, was huge. But I also recognized that that was not like a huge accomplishment, right? 350 downloads per episode wasn't like, it wasn't going to, wasn't going to make us rich. Little did I know that 10 times that much wouldn't make us rich either. But, you know, we got to start somewhere. So she says, imagine
We're still chasing that high.
We're still, it's like heroin. You could never get back to that original high. The best day of my life as a podcaster was the day I woke up and I saw that we went, this is like week number two. We went from 12 downloads on our first episode to like 120 downloads on us. I was so fucking excited until I learned all of that traffic came from Venezuela because my mother-in-law, not understanding exactly the nature of the show, put it on her LinkedIn where she has like 60 million people.
I love the LinkedIn.
She made a LinkedIn post and then all of a sudden all these people from Venezuela are downloading us and I'm sure it's probably caused her a lot of trouble in life.
Probably,
but,
you know, yeah.
I'm sure that post has been taken down.
We listened to your son-in-law's podcast.
Show, and while we don't speak English, we're pretty sure it's bad. You don't need to speak English to know this show is shitty. So Allison says to me, Brian, just imagine that you have 350 people like at a bar or a club or in your house and you're talking directly to them. You're doing like comedy for them. She goes, that would seem like a lot of people. You would feel like that was a lot of people. And she's goddamn right about that. That feels like a lot of people. Right. So no matter how many listeners we have, and that's not neither here nor there. it's neither here nor there because we don't have any. But whether you're here or there, it is difficult for me to put myself into a mindset where I believe that 350 people should be listening to me do anything, let alone try and be funny. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those things. So when I hear Conan, he's kind of self-deprecating a little bit like we are. He can't be self-deprecating. I think to myself that we're in such the same mental headspace, Conan and I. And if only Larry David and Tom Cruise would stop by our podcast, then maybe we could be in the same financial space as Conan also. Yeah. Conan, share some of your guests. What are you doing? You always get
I think
good
we are sharing guests.
Oh, we do. Oh, we do. We share a lot of guests. That's for sure. But I promise you this much. Conan gets there first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, because can you imagine? Just imagine the little bit of success that we've had on this show. And imagine someone picks up the phone and says, book John Conan. You would freak the fuck out. You would be like, holy shit. You know, I don't know how many downloads he has, 20 million a month or whatever. Oh my God, fucking Conan. That's crazy. We're going to go on Conan. That's insane.
Yeah. And then the next day, commercial break.
Yeah. Then the next day, commercial break. And they're like, do I have to? Am I contractually obligated to do this?
Who? What?
Who? Yeah. I think we've had a few guests on who were, what's that? The commercial break. You want me to do an ad for a podcast? What's going on over there? And I know for a fact that a few of our guests have listened probably moments before they're supposed to be on the show, and they're like, fuck, 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 fuck. I got to do more research before I agree to these things.
Right.
And most people have been just wonderful about it. They've been well, it's shitty, but I guess it's, you know, it's
I think most people are having fun. And we're doing what you and I do, and then we're doing it with a guest.
And then we're doing it with a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just ask Veer Das how it all.
Well,
bastard.
He was our first.
You're always going to remember your first. He won't, but we will. He probably took a cold plunge right after that to forget everything.
I like the cold plunge thing.
The cold plunge.
We have those places too that are like the cryotherapy.
Cryotherapy.
Yeah, go in like the frozen. Well, do you go in like, it's like a tanning bed, but cold?
It's tanning bed, but it's cold.
Yeah.
But it's tanning bed, but they are literally spraying you with minus 20 degree air,
like no, misting.
You remember when I told you I went to Spain and we were staying at that hotel and they had that nice spa where they had the, you know, spa, the water spa. They had one of those cryo machines in there, but it wasn't like an official cryo machine. It was like a kind of a half cryo machine, meaning you did it but to yourself. So you just kind of pulled the door closed. It wasn't as cold as the real cryo machines. But I will tell you what, I just walked by the cryo machine and thanks anyway. Fuck that. Yeah. Brr. Let me go look at those strange boobs again. I don't like that. I just don't like cold air. It's not interesting to me. And I don't, until someone comes to me and says, this is it. This cold air, this cold water, these cold plunges are doing this to your body in a positive way. Until someone proves that to me scientifically, I don't want to chase that particular methodology.
Yeah, well, we were talking with someone too where they had tried it and they said, look, I'm just a regular exerciser.
Yeah.
Like, I think there might be some legit benefits to high performance athletes.
I agree with you.
You know, that are running. I mean, think about how football,
especially football players,
the
bruising and the beating up and the, you know,
I'm thinking about soccer or football, as they call it,
football,
but
soccer, football.
To where you're just, I mean, your muscles are just working so overheated, and I think there might be a benefit there, but I don't think just for us.
No. And I mean, like, when you get a bruise or a sprain or something,
but
that's your thing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying don't do it. Listen, anything that we review on this show, fine and dandy. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're not like storming the Capitol or something, I don't give a shit what you do. But at the end of the day, this cold therapy just doesn't seem beneficial to a guy like me, mm-hmm. who the most exercise I get literally is rocking my daughter to sleep at night. Like that's, you know, in an occasional run. I don't need to sit in a ice bath for an hour. But if you're like a pro athlete and you're really, your body's taking a toll, like the guys who do the Tour de France, I could Tour de France. Do you see how I said this? Said it correctly. Just letting everybody know that the Tour de France. What happened to my mouth? It just stopped. It was like the Tour de France. I fell off there. I was like Tour de France. See, just like Conan. you get this comedy gold right there. How do you get better than that?
But the Tour de France?
Tour de France. If you're at the Tour de France and then you are riding up a mountain at, you know, 30 miles per
just
hour.
Pushing
for days
your body.
On,
and just muscles. Oof.
I can see how getting in an ice bath at the end of the night, while probably still uncomfortable, you're almost certainly used to it. You've been doing it for a while. But what would the trainers do anyway? They would put ice packs on your legs and just sit there for an hour.
You might as well just
get in the tub and do it. But I am not a high performance athlete. I am not a high performance anything. I am not a high performance anything. And nor am I interested in being a high performance anything.
That's the theme of the podcast.
Yeah, it's gone. Those days are gone. Any chance that I had, sometimes I'll watch TV. Like I'm watching this show right now. My nighttime show right now is a Canadian comedy show called Mr. D, starring Jerry D. He's a famous Canadian comic. And it is so funny. It's like my third time watching this series. There's like 8 seasons of it, and I love it. I usually fall asleep within the first 7 minutes, but that's no indication of how the comedy is. The comedy's really good. But I'm watching this Jerry D, and it's all about teachers, right? A comedy show about teachers. And I sometimes think to myself, I would have been a good teacher. But as I get older, I'm starting to realize those days are gone. I'm not going to be a teacher. No one's giving me a teaching degree. No one's going to agree to have me in there, especially not after the commercial break.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah.
Especially not now.
But then I think to myself, like, yeah, I'm watching at night.
You have a ton of kids. That's a classroom.
This is true.
You know,
I am a teacher.
You are their teacher.
I teach them nothing, but I am a teacher. I just try and keep them from killing themselves. But then I'm also watching all these science and engineering videos. I like to watch those in the shower at night. Yeah, where, you know, the space engineering of the space shuttle, mm-hmm. or how SpaceX gets the rockets so big or whatever. And I'm watching these, but I watch the complicated versions where they actually break down and do, like, you know, equations and stuff like that. I don't understand a fucking word of it. But I think to myself sometimes in that shower, I'm like, I could have been a good fucking space engineer if I had any organization or follow-through skills. I could have been good at that.
Yeah.
But then I remind myself, you're done, Brian. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. One last shot of
glory. There was a fork in the road. You took the
podcast.
You took the one away from engineering.
If you're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, kids, podcasting is not it. I will tell you that. Right here, right now.
Blue agrees.
Yeah, Blue agrees. Well, Blue making her 506th appearance on the commercial break, just in case anyone was wondering. Luckily, she's mostly stayed out of the interviews lately because I locked her in a closet. Yes. We have this lady who helps us around the house. She's lovely. I love her. Her name is Noemi.
She's amazing.
She's been with our family since before the children were born. And so she helps with the kids and she helps with the house, you know, just a couple days a week. And Blue and her have really bonded in a lot of ways. But I know that Blue is extra irritating right now because even she is getting is irritated. Yeah, she's like, shut up. And that's just not like her. That's not her in her personality. But when we were getting ready for an interview earlier, she was like, do you want me to lock Blue in a closet? And I was like, yes, I do.
Yes,
and the 3 children that are currently at home. If you would do that for me too. Awesome.
Everybody
in the closet. Daddy's got to work.
Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Or they just walk in and scream my name. Dada. Yeah, I'm trying to make money. You kids have clothes. I realize that the boys are wearing the girls' hand-me-downs and the girls are wearing the boys' hand-me-downs. I'm sorry, kids. Podcasting didn't work out how I intended. But don't let that stop me. I'm dumb enough to believe we'll continue forever. All right, now, this is what I want to do. I know that last episode, we had a Mountain Monsters, Mothman. It was requested by our friend Caden, one of the listeners of the show.
And it was really funny, I have to say.
It was really funny. And I had a second part to it. What I didn't realize in that second part was that it was paywalled, and I do not want to get on the bad side of a company who sometimes sends us guests and generally probably could copyright the show. So I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do the second part of Mothman, but I found something just as good from the Mountain Monsters. So I don't want to let anybody down. I'm going to do a second Mountain Monsters for you today. What do you think about that, Chrissy?
I think so.
Right here,
let's
right now.
$1.99.99
plus shipping and handling.
Announcer voice.
Yeah, now go into the announcer voice and get into that commercial. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
This episode is sponsored in part by Prize Picks. Okay, now a sporting season has come around that I actually enjoy. The MLB is back, baby. And I'm sitting here on Easter weekend and I am playing some games on Prize Picks. And let me tell you how easy this is. I picked Joe Boyle, a pitcher from Oakland, to throw more than 6.5 strikeouts. And I got Aaron Judge, you know Aaron Judge, hitting a home run on tonight's games. And that's it. It's that easy. You pick over, you pick under, you pick more, you pick less. It's just you against the numbers. Prize Pick is America's number one fantasy sports platform where you do not have to be an expert on any of the sports because you're playing against the stats. And while I'm playing Boyle and Judge tonight, I will be playing my boys from Atlanta later on this week. And now, because Prize Picks loves the Commercial Break listeners, and you happen to be a Commercial Break listener, you can go to prizepicks.com/TCB and then use the promo code TCB for your first deposit match of up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/TCB and make sure to use the code TCB for a first deposit match of up to $100. Now you'll have to excuse me as I go watch the Oakland game and I'll follow up with you next week and let you know what happens. prizepicks.com/TCB. Use that code TCB to get up to $100 on a first match deposit. Thanks, Prize Picks, for being a sponsor of the Commercial Break. Oh my God, before we get into Mountain Monsters, you know what I'm so excited to see? The Pop-Tart Story, starring Jerry Seinfeld. Don't ask me why. I am. Melissa McCarthy. And
I didn't even know this was a thing.
It's a movie. It's coming out on Netflix May 3rd. And it's about the story about Pop-Tarts.
Oh, about how Pop-Tarts
got started. About the guy who started Pop-Tarts, which I've seen documentaries on this, and it's very fascinating. I don't want to give it away here, but I'm sure that Jerry Seinfeld, when has Jerry Seinfeld ever starred in a movie besides the B movie, which was critically panned at the time? Like, everybody disliked, all the critics disliked it. My kids are not one of those critics because I've seen that movie 100 times and actually think it's all right. But Jerry Seinfeld in
name.
A Netflix movie, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal. All right. Last episode, we did Mountain Monsters. Some of our favorite guys on Earth are those Mountain Monster guys.
Buck, Chuck, Fuck,
and Huck.
Huckleberry
2, Huckleberry 3, Huckleberry 4, and Trapper John, who I didn't even know was a guy on the show until yesterday.
Well, what about Willie, too?
Oh, yeah. Go to Willie. That's right. Don't free Willie. There he is. The rat that I let go years ago. He did just fine. Now he's living in the backwoods of Kentucky, spotting Mothman. Yeah, West Virginia. I'm pretty sure this is all filmed at the exact same place.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. And it's probably not West Virginia. It's definitely Kentucky. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, so here's what I did. I found us another one. Without further ado, I'm strolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And here, the Mountain Monsters are not chasing Sasquatch. They're chasing sheep squatch.
Sheep squatch.
Yeah, it's a combo of the Sasquatch and a sheep.
The legend of the sheep
squatch. The legend of the sheep squatch. That's what I was afraid of when I spend the nights out in the woods. Not the camp counselors, not the Boy Scout guys, not my priests, but that sheep squatch always running around the woods.
Oh my God.
Ramming people.
It's huge. I'm assuming it's big.
Oh, it's got to be.
And it has horns.
Oh, you don't know how big it is. And yes, it does have horns. When it gets excited, it gets horns. All right, let's take a look and see. We're on the final night of the hunt, according to...
There's a
night.
Full moon.
There's a full... Of course, there's always a full moon. It's B-roll footage. They got to make some kind of explanation as to why it's so very bright everywhere they go. Full
True.
Moon, yeah.
There it was again. There it is again.
Yeah, guys, listen, I'm over here, and I got my dick stuck in a pussy willow. I'm trying to get it out. It's making a knocking sound. Don't mind me.
That tree. He's right in that tree.
We're in Boone County, and we're hunting the sheep squatch.
He said that with a straight face.
They're always in Boone County. Boone County is the same county every state. It's Boone County. Poor Boone County. They got the worst reputation.
Look at
on
this. Oh, my God. Yeah. They put up a picture of the sheep squatch.
And oh, wow.
It is got the body of a
Sasquatch.
A and a weird piranha mouth.
And a dog face. And then goat horns. I don't even think that's a sheep. I think it's a goat.
6.5, 7 foot tall, weighs over 600 pounds.
He's got a rat tail.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is going on? These guys are going a little too crazy.
They're
just
making up anything.
Of course they are. And by the way, I'm so proud to announce, I'm so proud of our country, I'm so proud of us as a United States of America, that I will read a lot of the comments below some of these videos on YouTube, and people take it just as we do. It's
okay,
just
good.
Comedy gold yeah. to them.
And has a huge set of horns like a ram.
Look, he just ran off. Damn it,
he got away.
Damn
this
it.
Huge 600-pound.
God damn it, I'm going to go chase this 1,000-pound piranha mouth dog-faced Sasquatch with horns that could kill me by myself. Y'all stay here.
Careful, Bill.
I don't think that's running more than it is just...
leaping over a log?
Moving your feet in place. What is he doing?
Where'd he go? I can't see. Holy cow, look right there.
Guys, how do you expect to catch anything at a groundbreaking 1.2 miles per hour? They're just swinging their guns all over the place at each other.
Yeah, holy. Right there's that tree he was laying up against.
He was just right here. He was just here,
2.5 feet from us because we didn't run anywhere. We literally stumbled 2 feet. He was right there. Imagine we could have actually had a camera take a picture of this creature so that we could be the most famous people on Earth.
It got away too quick.
Yeah,
Brian.
So they always do, Chrissy.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. It scared me.
Look at that. Well, he tore up Jack, didn't he? Oh, that sheep squash just attacked this tree. He just tore a bark up.
Or said, tore up the bark, then the thing, and then the thing fell over. Then I ran, and then he fell,
he
and then
up.
I came down. God damn! Woo! There, let me make my sheep calling noises. Bah, whoop! Bah, whoop, whoop!
That was good.
This is bad news, I'm telling you what.
Dug a big old hole in the ground where he slung against that thing and just tore right north, right towards that track.
Keep going to the left.
I don't understand the fucking word you said.
He's the worst.
I know.
Bill.
I'd have earmuffs if I worked with that guy. And I'm a guy who screams for a living.
Keep an eye on your left up there, Trapper.
Okay. Careful there, Willie. You fall off that son of a bitch, we'd never get you out of here.
I can see the brush.
If you there's a tree that has fallen over what is clearly a 3.5-inch ravine.
Yeah, it's
and
not
they're
very
saying,
tall.
Don't fall off. We'll never get you out of there. Well, because the rest of you are 380 pounds.
Out there towards right straight in front of me, about 75 yards. Just
I can hear it. Back up and come around and come up here with us. Our log's going to lead you to no place.
I love how these guys,
the logs
they're so
nowhere.
Sweet with each other. Like, don't get yourself stuck on a log that's falling down. That'll lead no place. Well, I'm pretty sure anywhere you go in this scenario leads you to no place.
Yeah.
across the ravine, down back through there. I see his eye right there, right there, right out there. But 60, 70 yards.
He's I see it.
He's moving
right
up to the left.
I see his eye.
Guys, that's me. I see his eye.
That's it, though, just his eye.
Yeah, from 75 yards away, he sees his eye. Guys, that's me. Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
Yeah, there he goes. He's going exactly in the right direction we want him to, though.
Trapper. Go ahead, sir. Hey, we just caught him.
Trapper MD. CBS needs a new episode by Tuesday.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Trapper MD.
He's over here hitting
up against a tree. He's got leaves kicked back. He's right between us on the trail.
Can we just send him over here, seeing his eyes go up this ridge line?
No, I'm perfectly relaxed in this situation. I'm just going to be sitting on the ground. Buck, the guy who's closest to the sheep man, sheep squatch, sheepfoot, whatever it is.
Sheepfoot.
The guy who's closest to the sheepfoot, he's sitting on the ground, just relaxed as he can be. Don't worry about me, guys. I'm good.
Whoa. Listen.
Isn't that?
The sound editors on this are just awesome.
I know they are.
Hearing that, Buck?
Yeah, I'm hearing a trapper.
We need to join back up. Are you close to the log pile?
Yeah, we're pretty close to it.
We'll meet you at the log pile.
Are you close to the dumping pile? Meet me at the log pile. You mean the hole in the ground where we take our shits or the actual log pile? No, the stinkies.
Let's go.
I just heard the sheep squatch roar. That thing was loud. It echoed all the way up this holler. It's incredible.
Over here.
We're coming.
He was right here.
Wow, the action in this is crazy. They're all moving at a glacial pace, just swinging their guns wildly around.
I think they also just met up with the other. There was one team, and then they missed them, though.
You've never hunted for cryptids, but if you had hunted for cryptids, you know that's how it goes.
Cryptids,
that's what they're called. These wild animals that don't really exist, but people want to believe that they do.
Oh, okay.
They're called cryptids.
I didn't know that.
And so let me share with you. So when you go cryptid hunting, you know, like a 3,000-pound, 7.5-foot-tall thing with fangs and muscles.
At night.
Yeah, at night. Under the full moon. You know what you do? You split up. It gives this creature a better chance to eat you alive.
Slug pile.
We heard him.
We seen him too. We got to keep pushing him north right towards the trap. Let's move right through there now.
Oh, they've got a trap.
Form a line. Everybody point your gun at the guy next to you. Let's form a line and we'll walk slowly until one of us dies accidentally.
The team just met up. We're going to keep pushing north on this deer trail right up where Mason had his encounter with the sheep squatch.
They got a map on there. They're showing you where they are. And that's not a map. It's just a...
arrows.
Yeah, it's just arrows pointing in a northerly direction.
My feeder's just right over the hill.
Right there.
Go, 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 go.
Go, 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 go. Run slower than you were running before. Go. God damn, dude.
Is that the feeder, isn't it?
Check your thermal, Jeff.
I'm scanning.
Check your thermal. Check your thermal.
Your thermal underwear?
Yeah. No, they're good. I'm in a little bing bang in my pants earlier from craft services, but I'm good. Anybody got any wet wipes? I got a delicate anus. Biodegradable, please. I don't want to hurt this Boone County.
He's moving fast, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, oh down
the hill. Downhill. Straight down the hill. Come on, Bill.
Straight up the hill.
I know, they're just going so slow. They're trying to chase a 7,000-pound creature that's 7.5 feet tall, and they could not be moving slower. It's like they're running in place. They're doing the backwoods shuffle. They're just shuffling their feet along the ground.
Right here with this deer stand, something smacked it and took off down the hill.
What do you got?
Well, I found it. Unfortunately, Huckleberry number 3 is gone. He's dead. But I did find him, and then he ran away. And as hard as I ran, I just couldn't catch up with him. I was right there.
I can't see nothing. Right in there, what is it?
We got to get to the side of the Huckleberry. He's moving too fast.
We got to get the what?
We got to get to the side of the Huckleberry. Jump, jump!
He's moving too fast.
Jump, jump! He's moving too fast. Or maybe you're moving too slow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe half your problem on this stupid show is that you guys just don't know how to run. It's just crawling, basically.
What's the new driver?
We got to get the side by sides and push him north. Huckleberry and I'll take
one. You guys take the other one.
I mean, there has got to be a more scientific way of doing this, don't you think? Like, shouldn't you have a chopper up above, like with thermals?
Say, like a drone.
Yeah, like a drone. A couple scientists who are ready to draw blood or something. Like, there's got to be a better way to go about capturing the sheep squatch.
That's just, I mean, that's just their process, Brian. Don't knock it.
I don't knock it. I've made a good living off their process, but I'm just sharing with you that it's kind of silly the way they go about this. They just stand in a circle, swing their guns around, and yell at each other, essentially.
Let's go. Move out. Let's go.
The sheep squatch is way too fast for us to keep up with him on foot. We need to jump in the side besides and push him forward.
Picturing this creature.
I know. He's just dancing.
It's running. <Woo-hoo>. Oh, my God.
Hey, over here. Over here. Over here. Come on, Buck, run down that hill. Whoops, got you, missed me. I'm behind the tree. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Buck over. Marco, Marco. Oh, these fucking mountain monsters. I love screwing them. Here, let me scramble up this tree real quick. So much fun. Hey guys, if you do catch me, I'm just gonna eat you. But let's have some fun with it for a while, huh? Here, I'm gonna run at a normal human pace, and you guys will be a mile behind me in about 5 minutes. Come get me.
Let's go! Come on, travel, go, 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 go! Let's go, Willie! Let's go, Willie! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Where are you guys going? Go, 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 where? I'm right here. You don't need to get into a golf cart. You can just walk to me. And then I'll eat you. Oh, here come my horns. I'll be right back.
Let's go! Get Ashley! We're on him! Yeah, let's go! Stay right on him, Tyler! Stay right on him! Get some!
Stay right on him!
Listen to the crazy noises in the background. He's back on the ground, boy!
Roar! Roar! Am I scaring you yet? Roar! Here, wait. Let me make little tapping noises. Fuck with them. Oh, over here! Oh, oh, you missed me! Wee. Hey, you want to play a game of tag? You tag my mouth, and I'll chop off your arm. What do you think? No? All right.
Here's my one eye.
Yeah, I got one eye. Even with my one eye and dislocated shoulder and my bad hip, I'm still faster than Buck. Okay, alright.
Damn! Run, you bastard, run! Yeah!
Yeah!
Like they're on a horse. Yeah! Get him, John Deere tractor lawnmower!
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break, and we're going to be back with Mountain Mouse. We got to figure out what happens here, Chrissy. I'm excited now. I feel like there's a good shot we're going to see a picture.
I think so.
This time.
I think so.
This time they're going to get their
time,
man.
This time, Billy's going to get it.
He's going to get it. All right, we'll be back.
I know you're already on your phone, so pull up Instagram and follow us at The Commercial Break, and then follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Done? Perfect. Thank you. Since you're at the ready, why not text us hello at 212-433-3TCB? Or, if you've got some drama in your life, a little fun story, or anything really, we're desperate for content. Call and leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. And don't forget to check out tcbpodcast.com because that's got it all. Speaking of having it all, let's listen to our fabulous sponsors and get back to the commercial break.
All right, let's get back into it because I'm feeling they're on hot on the trail.
They are.
Lay the leather to her, Buck. Game going.
snail biting.
Yeah. By the way, they're traveling 32 miles per hour in this cart. What? Well, stay up with him. Is he running down the same trail? Yeah. I mean, honestly,
he's running fast. Yeah.
There's lots of woods here, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to run down the road so you guys can, because you guys can see me clearly. Is that cool? Is that good? You think you can catch up with me? Come on, let's do it.
Man, this is rough. This is rough.
Go, go, go! Yeah!
Doesn't look rough to me. It looks like a fucking
gliding
road.
Through.
Yeah, you're gliding down a road in a John Deere tractor.
It's rough in here.
It's thick too.
He ain't got no choice now. He's an armless.
We're gonna get him.
Oh. Oh yeah, we're gonna get him. Can they see him? Because I can't.
I know that they're flashing up this
the thermal camera.
Yeah. Which shows nothing. I don't know what I'm looking at.
It just shows the woods. That's it. I guess the woods are red hot tonight because everything's red on the screen.
Rob, damn, he goes to this quick. Can't.
Oh.
Damn Boone County.
Well, if it was easy, we wouldn't be down.
Goddamn Boone County. Goddamn Boone County. Boone County is where you're making your bread and butter, kid. You're always in Boone County. Damn Boone County.
They've all got guns, too, and nobody can, like, you know, just at
point and shoot.
Yeah.
Point and shoot. If he's close enough to see, he's close enough to shoot.
Exactly.
Get a dart gun. I mean, wouldn't that be the wise thing here? Get a dart gun, fill it with some good stuff, and just shoot him in the neck. I've seen it in movies. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
No. Stay with him. He's going right there. He's still headed that way. We're on his ass.
They keep showing these thermal.
Yeah.
On his ass.
Don't threaten me with a good time. Get up in this ass, yeah. It's lonely out here for a sheep squatch. I'm just letting you know. There's not a lot of females, not a lot of single female sheep squatch in Boone County. So if you guys want to take at it, I'll just bend over. Let you ram me for a few minutes. Then I'll basically mutilate you with my teeth. How's that?
Steep! Down! Right on top!
This is worse than 50 Shades of Grey.
Did they just crash into a tree?
They just crashed into something.
Over?
Yeah, but it was so bad. It was just, you could tell no one crashed. It was just the camera shaking. This is the worst. I mean, it's the best comedy, but it's the worst non-fiction show on television. It's clearly fiction.
Trapper and Huckleberry just hit something. We gotta get down there. It sounded like a grenade went off.
Well, we gotta take time to talk to the camera real quick, and then we're gonna go rescue our friends.
I'm gonna do an interview real quick.
We're gonna
go down there and help them.
We're gonna take the next 30 to 35 minutes to do this cutaway, and then we're gonna certainly find out whether our friends are dead or not.
It sounded like a grenade.
Yeah, I'm actually in a hurry, guys. Can I get a sandwich from Craft Services? Sounded like a grenade.
I'll get down there now.
What happened?
Hit something.
What happened?
The hell?
Trevor!
Huckleberry!
Trevor!
Buck!
Buck!
Buck trying to get down the hill.
Buck. Buck's going to kill himself on this show. They got to have a stunt double for Buck. Who's like, weighs 180 pounds. Just switch it out. Because Buck's pants are all the way down around his thigh. His whole ass is sticking out. As he's trying to shuffle down a hill. Buck! Trevor! Buck! Trevor!
Trevor Huckleberry!
Oh, he's sliding just on his butt. They're all sliding down their butts.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea. That size.
It's probably faster.
Yeah, it's probably faster. If you would just roll down, like, what was her name in the Willy Wonka movie? Veruca Salt. Yeah.
You okay, Huck?
Boom. Down goes Buck! Down goes Buck.
They're just tripping all over themselves.
I know. The medic cost on this production must be huge because everyone's always falling or hurting themselves.
Remember that one time, was it Huckleberry that fell into the freezing water?
Yes. The water was coming down on him.
That was a different one.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. It was like our first ever Mountain Monsters, and he fell into a creek and it was freezing.
What's that happening?
Your arm.
See it? No, we just seen you hit something.
We hit a damn tree.
Well,
we hit a goddamn tree.
we hit a goddamn buck. And don't worry, the golf cart is completely unscathed, but we are profusely bleeding everywhere.
Look at the windshield.
Breathe.
Damn, Trapper.
You're all right. Huckleberry, you all right?
They're discombobulated.
They're all discombobulated. I think these guys might need medical attention right now, but we're in Boone County. Walmart is the closest doctor.
They got their cage rattled.
He went that way.
Go.
Go. Leave me alone. Leave them alone.
Forget. There's like broken glass
everywhere. Their hair's all discombobulated. Yeah, they can't talk. They're like in some state of confusion. And then one of the guys who's been in the accident says he went that way. And everyone just starts running away. Don't worry about him. He'll be fine.
Go!
Up the just hill. Right, that's a good move. Yeah.
I think that it got mad, it got irritated, and it turned. Instead of going to the trap, it went ahead and it just attacked them.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened. There were cameras on that cart, too. There are literally cameras attached all over that cart, and they didn't catch one shot of being attacked?
Nope.
Come on.
Damn, he'll just go wham!
You all right, Huckleberry? Looks like you're about to puke.
Well, I swallowed my damn tobacco.
That will make you puke, from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. I've done it. It's when I was in high school and I tried chew, right? Yeah. Actual chewing tobacco. That's the nastiest shit in the world. And you better be goddamn close that throat. Don't swallow one bit of it because it's not going to go down easy. Yeah. It's gross.
Is light over there?
Yeah.
All right.
After I got down there and checked on Trapper, man.
God, his eyes look like he's been doing acid for a month. It's crazy. He's got all pupils, no eye.
Wild Bill got over there, picked up on his trail.
Let's not lose him. I don't can't see nothing where nothing went.
He has to be wounded.
I don't see how in the world something will get through here. Good Lord.
He has to be wounded. Your friends just got into a terrible accident with the sheep squatch. The windshield is broken. They're discombobulated. Only no one got wounded. Do you think the sheep squatch left in the same way?
I have to lose his trail.
We took right up all pressure running through that thing, going through that thick.
What? We took about the zone on the side. Then we went down to the thing, and I got to the zone, saw a fucking bug, and I went over there down the thing. I didn't see a damn thing.
Thick brush. We couldn't even remotely keep.
You know what would be fun? To go on YouTube, watch one of these videos, and put on the closed caption that the AI does, and see what he comes
That's
up
true.
With.
It was right on out of Dodge. It left the patch. We couldn't even keep up with it.
Sam,
I don't see nothing.
Look at this.
What a mess.
You can see the round part of his horn where his horn was right here.
Look at Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. This thing is 7 feet tall. 800 pounds, and he's showing a circle where he thinks the horn went through. It's the size of a dime. It's the size of a dime. Are you sure you're not just dealing with like a really irritated roach? Because this doesn't seem like a thing that big would make such a small dent.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's some bitch rammed us.
I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Please do.
He had a choice between the trap and me. He actually turned to fight. He rammed that damn big head and horns right into the front of the side by side.
Okay, where is the picture? Where is the photographic evidence? You're with a fucking camera crew, mic'd up, cameras everywhere, lights in action, all the whole nine yards. Where is the picture?
It's elusive.
I know.
Man, Wild Bill picked right up on his tracks. It's real thick in there. We made it out about 300 yards. We just couldn't keep up with the trail.
I mean, he just rattled around like right out of Dodge. I mean, plumb out of Dodge. I mean,
plumb out of Dodge. When's the last time you heard someone say plumb out of anything? That's like from a movie in the 60s where they just like stereotype Southerners. Well, I'm plumb out of cheesecake, honey. I'm plumb out of cobbler.
Oh, plumb out of Dodge.
We are plumb out of plums today.
Slow him down, none.
I mean, he must be one tough hombre.
Tough hombre?
You're assuming he's Mexican. That's pretty racist there, buddy. Hombre.
This critter is big, he's agile, and he's mean.
Very agile.
Yeah, he's very agile. He's right there, but you can't catch up with him. He's everywhere, but you can't get a photograph of him. He's dancing all over the place, but no one seems to shoot him. He's just, I mean, come on, guys.
It's the sheep squatch.
Yeah, I understand. This has been going on for, whatever, 12 seasons, and you've never once, that I know of, photographed or had any evidence that any of these things exist, like hard evidence, except for, you know, tree markings and a dent and some guy got, you know, I got
scat.
Hit. Scat. But you don't take that to a scientist or doctor or NASA or somebody who can test that shit. What you do is you just
keep filming.
Just keep yelling.
He tore up Jack, didn't he? Oh.
The sheep squatch roar is just as bizarre as the creature itself. We heard that thing, and it just shook the whole holler. Listen.
The whole holler.
The whole holler.
Oh, get down to the holler. Get down to the creek, boys. Get that down to that creek.
It's a killer, and it's dangerous, and it's to be feared.
But it didn't kill us, nor did it try to eat us or anything of the sort.
This thing turned and challenged just an attack. He took his horn and run it right through the windshield, right at us.
He took a dime and threw it at us.
This thing is dangerous.
Well, this windshield ain't.
And that's why this crack team of monster hunters that are all like approaching 70.
Probably. Yeah, except for Huck.
And Buck.
His body probably is 70, but his age is probably less. And they'll just find a new Huckleberry. When this one ages out, they'll just get a new Huckleberry, a similar age. I think each Huckleberry lasts about a season.
What happened?
I come running over that hill and I busted the cross plumb out of my britches.
Yep, he did.
Whoa.
Oh, his pants are ripped. What? I didn't want to see that.
No, I didn't either. I think I saw some dangling participles there. No. Didn't you? So Buck's pants ripped because he's a big boy. And at some point going down that hill where they got into the car accident, he slid down on his butt because the walking wasn't doing it for him. And then even while sliding, he still managed to tumble down. His pants are ripped open in the front down one leg, and they just showed a shot where you can see his white boxers and his dangling participles.
I mean, it's a good thing I have on my long underwear. You ought to be seeing more than what you bargained for.
Don't make me laugh at her,
Doug. This is the funny part of the show.
Oh, that's funny.
Forget about that old sheep squatch. We're fine.
Let's look at my balls.
Let's look at my torn pants.
Let's look at the real monster in this situation. My mammoth cock.
Yes, sir.
Sheep squatch has to be hurt.
I think we were to take it easy, Huckleberry.
I bet that son of a bitch is dinged up worse than I am. I bet he's up there someplace pulling Trapper out of his ass.
You all right there, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
He's up there somewhere pulling Trapper out of his ass?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
But also, is he now able to just jump?
Yes.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's gone up.
Scampered up the tree like a bear.
Take care of him, Buck.
I got him.
The sheep squash may not be in our trap, but I know for sure. He's in Boone County.
Once again, we don't get proof, but we get comedy. There you go. Oh, man, I love a good mountain monsters. Thanks, Caden. Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah.
Gave me a little extra push I needed to get back to the mountain monsters.
It's a good one.
Yeah, now we'll put them away for a couple months and then we'll be back, okay? Can't do too much. I don't want this to turn into season number 2 or 3 repeat. Every episode is mountain monster. Oh man, so much fun. I just love it. They can't catch a break. They can't get one of those on video.
No, it's Billy's fault though, really.
Billy's fault. It's always been Billy's fault. That's who I blame. Billy and Huckleberry, those two are engineering, manufacturing this drama behind the scenes, and everybody else thinks it's real. I'm on to you, Huckleberry number 4. I'm on to you. Oh, man. Hey, listen, you know what I'd like to be on to? I'd like you to be on to the commercial break. We are plumb out of people to talk to here in this neck of the holler. So we need you to come on the commercial break. Don't you want to? Don't you need to? Wouldn't you like to? You can dial in on the phone. We'll disguise your voice if necessary. If that really is necessary, we can do that. All you have to do is let us know you want to be on the show by contacting us at 212-433-3TCB. 212-433-3822. Text us, let us know if you want to be on the show. Give us a little synopsis of what you'd like to discuss, the question you have, the advice you need. Someone will contact you and let you know when we record and how to get on the show. We'll schedule it. We'll actually put it on a calendar, Chrissy.
We will. We have a shared calendar.
We do. Look at that. We're getting fancy around here. So hit us up there. Also, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we will take them all at that phone number, voicemail, or text message. TCBpodcast.com is another way you can get a hold of us. You can go there, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, find out more about the show, our sponsors, our guests. You can also get your free TCB bumper sticker. All you got to do is hit the contact us button, drop down menu, I want my free sticker, give us your address, and we will send it away. I think we're in the process of creating the new one. So, at the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Thanks, Dr. Phil. You're welcome, Brown. All right, Chrissy. That's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say.
Goodbye.